Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of this lesson is your attitude helping or hurting you? This is part two in the series on attitude. The benefits of positive thinking and positive attitudes are well documented. Researchers have found that people with positive attitudes are happier, healthier, and live longer than those with negative attitudes. So in this lesson, I want to bring your attention to three little things that will affect your attitude. First, if you're going to do something, do it with a good attitude. Think of the last time you were asked to do something by your spouse, employer, or a friend, but you really didn't want to do it. How would you describe your attitude during this type of situation? Yesterday, my wife asked me to do something while I was in deep thought about a project. Because I was in the middle of something, my immediate reaction was negative. I then had a choice. I could be grumpy and do what she requested, or I could do it with a good attitude. Because I'm personally working on doing everything with a positive attitude, I interrupted what I was doing, put a smile on my face, and happily helped her. It made the experience better for both of us, and what's cool is it was just a simple choice that I made. So the next time you have something that you don't want to do, let me challenge you to do it with a great attitude and see how it makes you feel. I can assure you that you will stand out. Second, don't worry about what you can't control. Here's an interesting statistic I heard years ago. 92% of the things that people worry about are beyond their control. If you are troubled about something you can control, like whether you're going to lose your job, then step up your game. Come in early, stay late, offer to work on a weekend, volunteer to take on additional responsibilities, and everything else you can think of to increase your value. If you do end up losing your job, you can bet you'll get a better reference. If, on the other hand, you find yourself worrying about something you can't control, like the safety of your son in Iraq, then you must use your self-control and not allow yourself to worry about his safety. Worrying about things you can't control will not only affect your overall attitude, but it will have a negative effect on your health. Here's a tip. Make a list of the things that you worry about. Then divide the list into two categories, the concerns you can do something about and those you can't. Take control of those where you can have an impact and put together a plan to attack them. Then make a commitment to yourself that you will be intentional about not worrying about the things you can't control. Deal? And lastly, challenge yourself to be positive during difficult times. Bad things happen to all of us. It's a given. But the key to maintaining our perspective and ultimately our longevity is our attitude during these difficult times. I cannot imagine one positive thing that can come from having a bad attitude during challenging times. Think about it. Can you? Even if you lost your job, lost your home in foreclosure, and were forced to sleep in your car, what good would come from having a negative attitude? The truth is that a negative attitude would compound your problems. 99% of the people I've met in my life have a negative attitude during difficult times. I suspect it's because their thoughts are consumed with their problems and they're not consciously aware of their negative attitude. The next time you find yourself dealing with something challenging, be aware of your attitude. Choose to remain positive. You will stand out like a bright light in a dark room. I want to challenge you to do everything you do from this point forward with a positive attitude. Not only will this bring more joy and happiness into your life, but it will also build your self-esteem and self-confidence. Starting this very minute, stop worrying about the things you can't control and start attacking the things you can. This is a choice you control. Don't allow yourself to think differently. And when times get tough, be the person who stands out from the crowd with a positive attitude. If you're going through a difficult period right now, then be strong, be bold, and read my post titled, It's a New Day, which will give you great perspective on this subject. Then, tune in Monday for the final installment in this series. And I want to close with a quote from Francesca Riegler. She said, "Happiness is an attitude. We can either make ourselves miserable or happy and strong. The amount of work is the same."